So it's now time for the meditation. I usually give the guided meditation for this, and so it's for half an hour. But when I say guided meditation, I usually do the first 20 minutes and then be quiet and then finish off just before 8 o'clock, and then we do the talk for this evening. So first of all, the meditation. And this is live stream, so many people listen to this overseas as well. So first of all, close your eyes. When you close your eyes, it's like going in your own little bubble, your space. Sometimes going to places like Thailand and Singapore, there's so many people there. And sometimes it's hard to find some silence and being by yourself-ness. But even here, in a room filled with up to 200, 300 people sometimes, in this room here, that we can just go inside ourselves. As many of you know, I love to stay in caves. And the Buddha even called meditation the cave of the heart. To go inside, where it can be very peaceful, very beautiful, and very full of insight and understanding. A refuge inside your own body and mind. And having closed my eyes, I start to become aware of my body, especially how it is sitting. I have to make sure that I begin the meditation, first of all checking my legs to make sure they're in the best possible position. Otherwise, that they start hurting. And they distract from the peace of meditation. And I'm willing, once I'm aware of the feelings, the sensations in my legs, I am willing to move, to adjust. I can't see why people don't adjust at the beginning. Because it's simple kindness to make sure that you're as comfortable as possible. Another thing which I've learned over at least 50 years of meditation now, what I've learned is that don't always think you sit in the same position every week, every month, year, every decade. Adjust the position. Even adjust it every different time you sit. And the best position for you is the one you feel right now is the best. So what I do, I ask my legs, I treat them as individual beings. Legs, how are you? Once I ask that question, I'm aware of the feelings in the legs. It's arousing mindfulness, awareness. And then I ask my legs, as if they were a good friend, do you need to be adjusted? Are you happy there? When I ask questions like that, I get answers. Today my legs say they're fine, so I leave them alone. Then I go to my butt. The buttocks, the bottom. If I need to, I fidget my bottom to make sure once more that it's comfortable. If you care for something, care is not just a thought. Care often results in actions to make the situation better. So make sure my bottom is really comfortable on the seat. Sometimes I meditate for much longer than half an hour. I have to make sure that everything is just right, to the best of my ability. And I use mindfulness and kindness to achieve this. And then I look at my back. And I do stretch my back, give a good stretch. And it feels good, and it makes sure that my back is in a good position. I'm aware of these parts of my body. And I know that I have to maintain this position. It's only half an hour this time. But to make sure it's comfortable enough that it won't cause me pain. And then I go to my shoulders. I always spend a special time with my shoulders because they do get tense. They're tight. I've been traveling most of the day. So I feel them with my mind, aware. How are your shoulders? And I can feel some tightness in there. One is because I got my robe almost falling off. I adjust. Go back to my shoulders and just make sure that they're loose and they won't cause an ache or a pain later on. I imagine them just like these group of strings on either side of the spine. And sometimes I visualize them being pulled apart by invisible monsters. Pulling it apart, stretching it, making it tense. Then I imagine these monsters letting go. Loosening and letting go their grip on either side of those muscles. And as I imagine that, I haven't felt this yet, but now it's happening. I feel the muscles start to release and become loose and at ease. Mindfulness allows you to get feedback. You can be aware, clearly aware, of the feelings changing. And you know that what is called relaxation, you know what it's called, tightness, tension, stress in your own body. You know how to relax everything. Now my shoulders feel great. So I move my awareness down my arms. Elbows don't seem to ever have much trouble, but if you have pain in your elbows, just pause there. What can you do to make them more comfortable? Move it this way, move it that way, until you find the optimum position. This is mindfulness together with kindness, or putting it in one word, kindfulness. And then I make sure my hands are in a good position, relaxed. Again, I move them, adjust them, find out the best position for them. They're usually pretty easy to relax, hands. I don't always put them in the same place. Then I go back up to my shoulders and my neck to make sure that the head is well balanced on top of the neck. Not too far forward, not too far back, not to the left or to the right. But just nicely balanced. I'm aware of that. But I move it first of all to find the optimum place. And I also become aware of the sensations in my throat. I do travel a lot. I do have allergies to flowers and stuff. One of the reasons why, if you ever notice a shrine, sometimes people put the only flower, which I'm certainly not allergic to, cauliflower. But I can relax my sinuses. Sorry, not my sinuses, my throat. Just wishing it well. has an effect. And I can feel that with mindfulness. But then I move my mindfulness up to my throat, to my head, to my face. Become aware of the muscles in my face, especially those around the eyes and the mouth. You know, you can read a person's state of mind. You can read their emotions from how their facial muscles are configured. When they're happy, when they're sad, when they're angry, when they're at peace. The face shows a different configuration. So be aware of those muscles around the eyes and the mouth and see if you can relax them. The awareness and kindness makes muscles, I can feel the muscles around my mouth and my eyes getting really loose. The tightness there is reduced. Even my face is becoming at ease. And then you're not supposed to feel any sensations, physical feelings inside your brain. But nevertheless, I imagine a couple of inches behind my eyes, between my ears, so this brain. And sometimes you have to use it a lot. So sometimes I look at that brain, and I imagine just tucking it up in a bed, putting a nice blanket or cover over it, and wishing it having a really good rest for the period of the meditation. Brain, you don't need to think. Take a rest and just be. To me, visualizations, imaginations, mental exercises, they do have an effect. I care for my brain and I rest it. And then I look at my whole body, united as one, from the tip of my toes to the top of my head, relaxed part by part, as best I can. And if you do have an ache, a pain, an imbalance somewhere in your body, it could be your digestion, it could be some cancer, it could be all sorts of stuff. Just be aware of it and relax it. Wish it well. And see if you can be aware of that tightness in your body. See what's needed to reduce that tightness or pain. Until everything gets loose and at ease. It's not that hard to do. With awareness and kindness. And in this little preparation, my body gets so at ease, so peaceful. It's actually delightful. I enjoy this state. And I stay with that delightful relaxation just for a minute or two. And I notice my body gets more relaxed. But I don't try to relax it, I just delight in however peaceful it is now. It gets more. My body relaxes more by itself. And then I let my body just go. It's set up well, and I go inside, inside to my mind, and especially to my peace-ometer. This little thing which I invented to let me know how peaceful I am at the beginning of my meditations. Just like, as I always say, a thermometer, or I don't know how many times when I was on retreat, in teaching retreat in Thailand, I had a little thing they put on my head to make sure that I was a cool monk and didn't have any fevers. And I can feel if I'm cool, but I also feel now I'm peaceful with my peace-ometer. Usually give it a number from 1 to 10. How peaceful are you? How agitated? Because you're not telling anybody, you can be honest. You should be honest anyway, but it's so easy when it's your own secret. How peaceful are you? What makes you more peaceful? What makes you more agitated? I'll give you a little clue. Trying to achieve something or get rid of things just makes you more tense. Just letting the moment be. No judging, just being. And the number on the peaceometer, the reading goes down. You are learning so much about what creates peacefulness inside of you and what disturbs you. And that book which I wrote, Opening the Door of Your Heart. Open the door of your heart to this moment. Whatever it is, just be with it. Don't try and attain things. Otherwise you'll just get tense and disappointed. Just be with this moment. If there are thoughts in the mind, just imagine those thoughts at a distance. It's like clouds floating over the sky. They're not yours. You're outside, separated, just watching. Just like my words aren't your thoughts. They're distant. And you're watching from a place of peace, a place of stillness. And soon, it just happens. As you become more and more peaceful, when the mind is ready, you'll start being aware of your breathing. You can feel the breath come into your body. Feel it go out. Naturally, you don't do the breathing. Your lungs have done the breathing ever since you were born. It knows how to do it. Your job is just to be aware, mindful. Be the observer, not the actor, not the doer. You're not the driver of meditation. You are the passenger. And how do you feel? How peaceful are you? Just watching the breath. To make it interesting, as you breathe in, you can breathe in imagining peace, what peace means to you. Not the word, but the reality, the thing it tries to describe, peace. Imagine that come in to your mind and body as you breathe. If there's any sickness, worries, emotional or physical problems, imagine that going out of your body with the out breath. Breathing in peace, kindness, energy. Breathe out, let go. That's what the breath does. It takes all the used air out. All the used memories which cause pain in the past, let them go out with the carbon dioxide. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments, about 5 or 6 minutes. When I start speaking again, it will be towards a couple of minutes short of the end of the meditation. Just enjoy following the instructions. Enjoy just being. Don't try and get anywhere. Just be in this moment, calm, peaceful, breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. See what happens. peaceful are you inside now? How still? And how relaxed is your body? When I just almost disappear from my body, it just gets so peaceful by itself and relaxed and healthy. Feel really good. What works for you and what doesn't? Little by little we learn to become maestros of our mind. To really know our body, to keep it healthy and well. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to the sound of the gong. And then when the 3rd sound disappears, it is a signal to come out from the meditation for the 3rd ringing of the gong. And if you can, at the end of the meditation, smile, so I can see happy meditators. Actually, not so I can see happy meditators, so you can celebrate the peace of meditation. Okay, so in a few moments, we'll begin this evening's talk, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be saying.